You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And this is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everyone. And this is the place where you can get the psychological spin on the latest news and, of course, people in the news, as well as find out how to solve some of your own ongoing relationship and other problems in your lives. And as always, my expert guests and authors can inspire and help manage your life better for you. And today, you've got to stay tuned, folks. We are talking about how to harness the hidden power of our own fear and anxiety. You know, that crippling stress, it makes us physically and mentally sick. We feel crippled. We actually do. Well, we're going to find out from my special author today how to manage that. And I can guarantee that today you will really have a better understanding of why you're so stressed out all of the time, why you hang on to this stuff, and maybe how to manage it. And how to get the book that's going to help you manage it. Because this is breakthrough for me. So let me bring him up right now. My special guest is, he's a molecular biologist, cardiac physician, Dr. Friedman Schaub. He's the author of the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. It's a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. Welcome, Dr. Schaub. Nice to have you here on the air.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you so much for having me on your fabulous show.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. And, you know, I feel very honored to have you on because your book's not coming out until November 1st. So we all get a little sneak peek behind the cover page here.
That's right. Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, I'm holding my breath, too, I have to say. I mean, it's good that it's about fear and anxiety because going through a process of, waiting for the book to finally be born can be quite exciting and stressful.
That's for sure. So you took some of your own advice on managing your stress.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. Let me invite you, in case you just tuned in, everybody, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here and my special guest, Dr. Friedman Schaub. He's the author of the book, Fear and Anxiety Solution. It's a breakthrough book helping you manage these things and trying to understand yourself a little bit better. If you would like to call in and ask a question for the doctor and myself, you can do so. The number here live on the air, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And, of course, you can always email me if you're shy. You don't want to get your voice on the air. It's docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And I can take your questions if you'd like. Let's just sort of peek into the book a little bit and get into it before we start asking questions. And by the way, this is not a problem-solving show per se. We love you. We do. And we always want to hear what's going on with you. But if you have any questions pertaining to how to manage anxiety and things like that, we'd really appreciate it. So here's the thing, Dr. Friedman. I was reading the latest statistics on anxiety, and it does seem like the most common mental health challenge in this country. I mean, something like more than 50 million people have anxiety, and they've been diagnosed with the whole spectrum of anxiety disorders. Why is fear and anxiety so prevalent in our society these days?
You know, I think it's actually a much higher number. I think there are many people, maybe also, you know, many of your listeners that are dealing with daily anxiety and insecurity and worry that haven't been diagnosed and just slug along and don't really know how to get help or how to live any differently. And, you know, fear and anxiety has been certainly an expression of the increasing demands in our society.
Yes.
And the increasing pressure that we all find ourselves in, economic pressure, pressure that already starts in school. I mean, how many kids are already now so stressed and so afraid of failing, of not measuring up and not fitting in? It's definitely an illness that is an expression of the society we are living in.
Yes.
Now, I just mentioned illness. Mm-hmm. At the end, you know, when you really understand fear and anxiety from the perspective that I invite you to look at it in this book, you will recognize it's not really an illness and it's not really a disorder. It's a natural response to either things that happen inside of us or external influences that we are reacting to with anxiety.
We sort of
but overall, it's definitely something that our society and in general, you know, I think the whole world needs to have a close look at, because it's not acceptable that we are basically going through life seeing it as a war, as a constant battle that we have to overcome.
Yes. So true. You know, we needed that anxiety response. We need that fear response when we're primitive people to run, to fight or flight. But we don't have to do that anymore in this society. Now, well, we do, but we do that subconsciously, I guess. But we, you know, we can't run, we can't fight necessarily, per se. And we don't really use that part. So we shove it down, I guess, and I don't know. That's sort of kind of a cruel joke in a way, isn't it, on our...
Well, but that's really, I think, what happens. We are feeling in general threatened, threatened, you know, mostly in, you know, our position in society, but also threatened maybe in our security. Mm-hmm. Now, when you really look at the themes of modern anxiety, whether it's about, as I said, the fitting in or the monetary security, losing your job, or you know, just being good enough in general, ultimately the anxiety could be interpreted as I'm afraid of losing something that's important to me, like, you know, losing faith, losing respect, losing friends. But when you go one step deeper, and that's really the crux of it all, it's the fear of not being in control, feeling powerless, feeling out of control. And that's, I think, what most people that have been dealing with stress and anxiety really have basically experienced, the lack of control, the lack of power, not only with their own emotions, but with their circumstances and with things outside of them that seems just too big to handle. And that's where the change occurs, to really understand how can I feel that there is a sense of empowerment and control from the inside. That's really where the healing comes in.
You know, I don't know if a lot of people can go within and identify that. I think that, you know, everyone wakes up in the morning and for the most part, they're focused on their day, what they need to do, what they have to do, whether it's providing or caring for their families, at home or at the office, at the hospital, whatever it may be that their job involves. You know, I don't know if people take time to go inside themselves and really say, wow, I'm having palpitations every day. why is my blood pressure up so high? You know, you know, they just...
Well, I think that's exactly the problem, that there is an unawareness that we are unfortunately falling prey to when we are so overly busy and when we are living from one obligation to the next. But I think most people are aware when they cannot sleep at night.
Yes.
They are aware when their body becomes all tense and, you know, the massage therapist says, you know, you have only knots on your back. And they are aware also, not only when there are physical symptoms, but when there is a constant mind racing going on inside of them, this constant doubting, worrying, you know, even sometimes self-judging thoughts just coming up over and over again. That's something that most people can be aware of, and that's really one of the leverages that you can use to already say, okay, what is my mind actually telling me? What am I actually saying to myself? And And where do these thoughts come from? I sure don't intellectually want to think these things.
Right.
So they come from a deeper place, from somewhere that doesn't seem to be within my reach or within my control. And that's the subconscious. And that's ultimately what the book is about, how to work with your subconscious, the source of those thoughts, the source of your anxiety, so that actually you can heal the anxiety at its roots.
Right. It sure is. And may I also say that it is reader friendly. Just because you're a biologist and cardiac physician doesn't mean that anyone can't pick up this book who knows how to read and really understand a lot of concepts you're putting out there. And you also share a lot of examples from patients, which really are helpful, because the ones that I read really are very general among a lot of my patients. I hear the same thing over and over, and then how you help them to solve, you know, their fears and anxieties, you know, based on their early upbringing, which I want to talk about too. And in case you just tuned in here, folks, my special guest, Dr. Friedman Schaub, like I said, molecular biologist, cardiac physician, his latest book is Fear and Anxiety Solution, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And it really helps you, you know, move through a lot of these issues you may be having, and this crippling anxiety that can knock you down and literally make you sick and mentally make you ill as well. Let's talk about the subconscious. You know, a lot of people say, oh yeah, I've read Freud. I had psychology 101. What are the roles of the subconscious mind? And you also talk about cellular memory, and I love this stuff. What do you mean?
Well, the subconscious has a lot of roles that we are not necessarily appreciating on and aware of. And in many ways, people may say, well, the subconscious is that obscure place that I don't really know what it's doing. It gives me some nightmares that, you know, when I don't sleep very well. But in general, I don't think there is a great concept of how helpful and what kind of faithful ally the subconscious actually is. It's, in my mind, way more powerful than our intellect, because it takes care of so many more functions in our intellect. So the subconscious takes care of our emotions. You know, that's where actually these feelings are coming from. It is storing all our memories. And the reason you know is that often we, you know, smell something or we hear a song on the radio, and all of a sudden we are tapping into a memory that we consciously weren't aware of before. So so where was that memory? And that memory is stored and sorted out in your subconscious and held there until you're ready to access this memory. The subconscious also is in charge of our beliefs. You know, any kind of core belief is not necessarily something we thought up. It's actually something that's deeply imprinted on us, whether it's a good belief or a belief like the world is not safe or I'm not good enough. These are all things that are held and anchored on the subconscious level. And then, you know, there's also these automatic patterns that we do. You know, even when you're driving to work, and, you know, driving to work is not something we are really paying attention to that much. So we're thinking already about what's going to happen next, or we are thinking, where do I get my coffee from? And somebody is driving. It's definitely not your intellect that's driving, because you're somewhere else. You're not sitting in your car. So who is the driver?
And
that's what the subconscious does. You know, or we all had this experience that, you know, after, you know, having a shower, we actually realized somebody was washing our hair, but I was already in the office sitting on my desk.
Is that true?
So that's what the subconscious really does. It does continuously take care of you. And there are statistics that suggest that 80% of our daily activities are actually in control of the subconscious mind.
Wow. Isn't that scary?
It's only scary if you are not having a good relationship with your subconscious mind.
That's right. Exactly. And we're going to find out how to have a good relationship with your subconscious mind. And also try to understand some of those old imprints that you talked about in just a minute. I want to take a quick break here, folks, and just want to say I'm proud to welcome my new sponsor. It's the company who brings, you know, the best online dating service that can help you out in a comfortable situation. I have a quick question for you. How many of you are tired of online dating? right? It's just scary. There's so much unknown in it. Well, I want to introduce a new dating service that brings online dating to a reality. It's called esocialcalendar.com. You can finally find that special someone with whom you have true interests in common. There's lots of events and activities going on where groups get together, and they range from mixers to sporting events to outdoor adventures and much, much more, and it's all in a comfortable group setting. And I can't believe somebody found a way to take some of the mystery out of online dating and take the pressure out of your first date as well, in a group setting, comfortable, lots of fun activities, and easy to meet people. Membership is 100% free right now, so go to esocialcalendar.com and sign up for free right now and start taking the benefits of esocialcalendar.com. Dr. Michelle here on the couch, and my special guest today is the author of a new book. It's called The Fear and Anxiety Solution. It's going to help you out with working through a lot of your fears and anxieties from early days, folks. Dr. Friedman Schaub is a molecular biologist and also a cardiac physician. He knows it all. He's a major medical doctor, researcher, and also he knows his psychological stuff as well. So we're going to get to the root of some of those fears and anxieties today, hopefully. Let's talk about some of those early messages. You talked about things that are imprinted in our subconscious mind. So why do those things stay with us? And here, you know, we're 50-something years old, maybe. And here we have these things that are flaring, and we still feel like we have low self-esteem or are not worthy or others are judging us. Why?
Right.
Why does this happen?
Well, you know, one of the flaws, maybe the only flaw of the subconscious, is that it actually needs our conscious direction to change. And if it doesn't get the direction to change, it simply continues the same patterns that it has been doing for a long time. Let's say you were growing up and had really the feeling that your household wasn't very stable.
Right.
And maybe you were, you know, often berated or put down or criticized, and somehow you took on this belief of, I'm not really good enough.
Yes.
And as a result of not feeling good enough, you were just deciding it's better for me to be invisible. Because
yes.
If I'm invisible, at least I don't get yelled at. Mm-hmm. If I'm hiding out in my room behind a book, I at least don't feel like that I'm in danger.
Uh-huh.
This is a protective strategy. This
yes.
is a strategy that has helped you out, you know, for lack of a better word, to survive your childhood.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be really super traumatic, because our mind is always right. It just perceives, you know, situations that maybe from the outside you would say, well, this is not really, you know, that bad. I mean, your parents were nice.
Right.
But on the inside, that's what counts, how you interpreted the
exactly.
situation. You know, my parents were really nice people. They were both doctors. They were
wow.
really wonderful, compassionate human beings. But they were very fearful.
Right.
And they were very afraid, and everything
yes.
was somehow, you know, shaking them up. They I grew up in the 70s,
yes.
and they were thinking that World War III is around the corner, and
right.
so there was this constant fear of,
right,
you know,
right.
what are we going to do when the Russians are coming? And so basically that fear was
right.
imprinting on me as the world is not a safe place,
oh.
I cannot trust. And you continue to hold on to these beliefs because they had a purpose at some point. Like I said, the I'm not good enough kept you safe.
Yes.
The world is a bad place keeps you on your toes. You brace yourself for the shoe to drop.
Right.
Now, reality is changing. I certainly, you know that I'm safe. I can take care of myself. You, if you have felt not good enough, have probably so many confirmations from friends, family, colleagues that you are more than good enough.
Right.
So why are you still believing it?
Right.
And the reason is because a part of your subconscious still identifies itself as your protector.
Mm-hmm.
It still believes, you know, I just have done this job for, you know, such a long time. I'm just going to continue to make sure that you're safe. And
right.
when I tell you you're not good enough, at least you don't go out there and go on a date and get hurt again, or at least you're not trying a new job and failing. And so it's something that has a good intention, but unfortunately this good intention doesn't work for you anymore. And so this is why you need to learn to identify and find, who is that part of me in my subconscious? How can I speak the language of the subconscious to communicate with this part, and then convince it that it can let go of this belief and change its belief into something that's serving me much better right now?
Boy, does that make a lot of sense. And it sounds easy, but we'll find out, is it easy? If you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you are on the couch. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen and my special guest, molecular biologist, cardiac physician, author, Dr. Friedman Schaub. And the book is called The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a breakthrough process, really helping you get power over your subconscious and take care of a lot of those fears that you can't really identify but are causing you anxiety problems, stress, and making you sick. So let's talk about how to overcome some of those things. What is the therapeutic approach, doctor, that sort of differs from cognitive behavioral therapies we've always heard about for all these years?
Which I mean, there are definitely wonderful elements to cognitive behavioral therapy that I think is very valuable and have helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Sure.
And there are also some that are included in the book.
Yes.
But what I find so important about fear and anxiety is to not simply force ourselves to face our fears or learn new behaviors to address them. I think the information of fear and anxiety is too valuable and too powerful to simply override.
Yes.
You need to really understand that, well, what if there is actually something inside of me that needs to be listened to, and the messenger is the fear and anxiety? You know, I talked to a client from Norway today who was having terrible anxiety of traveling, and it was always his fear getting into a plane, you know, the aluminum coffin that he has to, you know, take a ride with. He was just very much in a phobic state around this. But when you really talk to him, you realize this was not only about flying. There was so much more going on that he was afraid of. And ultimately, when it came down to it, he was afraid of being himself. He was afraid of just having a sense of his authenticity as being enough. And that showed up even in, as he later on realized, some severe food allergies.
Oh,
I mean, he couldn't eat fruit for 18 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He hadn't had an apple in almost two decades. And in my experience, everything is connected with each other.
Yes.
So when you have severe stress and anxiety and fear, there is definitely a connection also to what it does with your body and how your body responds to that.
Yes.
Now, there are three root causes, and this was also true for this client, three root causes that usually fear and anxiety are anchored in our subconscious.
Yes.
One are the emotional baggage, the emotions that we haven't been able to deal with that are shoved somewhere under the rug of our subconscious and are still weighing us down.
Right.
And in his case, it was quite really dramatic situations in his childhood where his mother, he came originally from South America, and his mother was immigrating into the U.S. but had to leave him behind. And so he was without a mother, the father was somewhere gone as well, so he was pretty much an orphan for almost 10 years. And that, of course, imprinted on him something like not feeling wanted, not feeling safe. And there was a lot of emotion that he still held inside about that. And then the second subconscious root cause is that inner conflict that often we feel of a part of us feeling actually wanting to do things, traveling, having new jobs, meeting new people, wearing maybe the clothes that may more reveal of your body and feeling confident with it. But then there is another part that says, no, 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 you cannot do this. And as I said, that's this inner protector.
Yeah.
And so this conflict takes so much energy. This conflict is like a constant tennis
right.
match in your head, going back and forth and back and forth. Creates a lot of also this mind racing we talked about.
Right.
And this conflict can be resolved. And usually
yes.
it can be resolved in a way that maybe even for the first time, once you resolved it, you feel whole and congruent again. And
yes.
you can actually feel that this struggle within has subsided. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's a feeling that really makes you feel instantaneously grounded and centered. And
yes.
then the third root cause is then this belief, the imprints that we carry around from the past. Like in the an example of this client, it was about not fitting in and not really being lovable enough, because he interpreted his mother leaving as a sign of not being important enough for
sure.
her to stay.
Of course.
And the interesting thing is, we had worked together for a few months. He, worked through all these processes that are also described in the book.
Yes.
He learned the exercises. He practiced with the tools. Now he actually doesn't only love flying, and he can't wait to go back. Mm-hmm. He was, in the meantime, back in South America to visit his family.
Good.
He also feels so much more confident and open. And what I really loved is that his favorite meal is now breakfast with fruit smoothies
yeah.
that he just can now have without any bloating, any digestive problems.
Wow.
It's just for him a miracle how everything has changed
yes.
by him addressing that root cause of just not feeling enough.
Wow.
And
that is amazing. What a story. And
it really,
yes.
you know, what's really amazing is when you know, and this is what, you know, he learned how to work with a mind.
Yes.
It only took five sessions to overcome that.
That's
it doesn't
amazing.
Really take long, long, long stretches of time. You can, with a leverage with your subconscious mind, in a short amount of time, completely transform.
I'd like to talk about how to do that in just a bit. And if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, the molecular biologist, cardiac physician, Dr. Friedman Schaub. The book is called The Fear and Anxiety Solution, helping you overcome a lot of your early fears that have been shoved down into your subconscious and psyche. You know what I really like about all this by reading your book, Dr. Schaub, is that
mm-hmm.
you're probably one of the few cardiac physicians that really connect the mind and body. You are so, you know, focused on what's going on in your life, what
mm-hmm.
stressors in your life might be causing these cardiac issues. And so do you feel a lot of the patients you see do have cardiac issues because of their stressors? It's just not organically, you know, born into them?
Well, I think, you know, that's one thing that working in molecular biology has really taught me. As a physician, you really get trained that the body is basically separate from the mind for the most part, and that the body is pretty weak and fallible and needs definitely help of the doctors to function well. And that's what the mindset is. And, you know, it's just something that has been continuously passed on from one generation of doctors to the next. And
yeah.
when you go into research, it's completely different.
Wow.
You know, when you are doing basic research and you
right.
actually delve into the cells and into their abilities to adapt and change and evolve, you really realize there is so much potential within each and every cell that legions of scientists couldn't wrap their minds around it. We still don't really know how a cell works. We still
yeah.
really are scratching the surface of the miracles that are happening every day inside of us, and that's fascinating to know. And for
yes.
me, the question was always, what is actually making it possible that trillions of cells in our body are working together in sync, communicating constantly with each other, knowing where they are supposed to be, what they're supposed to do? I mean, look at the world. The world population
yes.
doesn't function as well as the population of our cells.
Yes.
So what is actually this overriding energy, that consciousness. And that's where the subconscious really has a lot to do with it, and how we are thinking and how we are feeling and releasing these neurotransmitters as a result of it, how that is affecting our health and our healing is underrated in Western medicine so far. But I think there will be a change in the next few decades, and people become more aware of the power that is within themselves to heal.
Wow, that is amazing. So let's get to the meat of all this. How can we resolve these inner conflicts? You just described a patient of yours who you spoke with this morning in five easy steps or simple steps. How can we sort of start moving towards overcoming these inner conflicts?
Right. You know, that's what the intention of the book is really about, to help people to have a very step-by-step explained process.
Yes.
To deal with the subconscious root causes, but also along the way to learn tools to solidify and expand on that what you have resolved.
Right.
You know, it sounds five easy steps, but it is really, it's requiring effort.
So it's,
you know, fear and anxiety, the subconscious, these are all, in my mind, you know, I would say sacred agendas of ourselves that can help us and lead us to who we really are. Mm-hmm. So don't misunderstand the process as, oh, you know, I'm just going to go through them and then they're going to be fixed.
Right.
It's not about fixing yourself. It's really about discovering yourself. It's about empowering yourself. And what really is at the core of it, and it may sound maybe trite, but it's completely true. What's at the core of it is the ability to open your heart again.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's where being a cardiac physician comes in. It's just a different look at the heart. But when you really feel anxious and insecure, your heart is closed. And not only closed to the world around you, it's closed to yourself.
Boy, is that.
And if you go through these exercises without having the necessary emotional context, emotions of compassion, learning to be compassionate with yourself, learning to actually appreciate yourself, and ultimately learning to love yourself, it's much, much, much harder to overcome fear and anxiety than when you have these powerful forces as a part of the process. And there are steps you can learn how to do this that are very well explained in the book.
Yes,
now, nobody can force you to open your heart. That's always a choice you have. But when you know how to do it, it sure is easier to actually then dare to do it.
Boy, is that so true. A lot of people who come in to see me say, I can't forgive myself. I can't. You know, they're firmly set in knowing that they can't ever love, let alone like themselves, based on a lot of early messages and then self-destructive behaviors they've done throughout their lives to prove that they're not worthy. You see, I am not worthy. I'm going to self-destruct in relationships and at my office and my social environments because I'm not worthy, you see, just like mom or dad told me. Or whatever, just like the bullies used to tell me, you know.
Right.
And I will. How?
Well,
I,
and those beliefs are like self-fulfilling prophecies.
Sure.
Definitely, we are looking for evidence that they are true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I certainly don't want to get into, you know, the details of how you describe people, describe that people can help themselves and get rid of many of these inner conflicts and work through. But I'll tell you what, it's an easy read. Very comfortable read, step by step. It does involve insight work. And you do have to have insight into your own emotions and feelings. And one of the words the Zen folks who I chat with talk about is allow. Allow yourself to open up like a flower and feel these feelings and be honest with your own feelings.
Yeah.
Just kind of step in and explore a little bit, right?
Absolutely. You know, and it's so nice when you are realizing that basically there is a map that is laid out for you that you are creating right at the beginning of the book so that you're not just stumbling in the underworld of your feeling and feeling overwhelmed and confused. You can actually resolve. You know, one of the practices and one of the steps is the pattern resolution process. And the pattern resolution process helps you to resolve emotions that you have stored in the past over years. And you repeated the same patterns over and over and over again. The pattern of feeling not good enough, the pattern of self-sabotage, the pattern of holding yourself back. And when you go into this process, what you will discover is, A, how does the subconscious stores these patterns? Then you're able to go back to one of the beginning times where the pattern actually started. You will be able to perceive the situation at that time from a higher perspective, from the place of learning, and really be able to understand what was really going on and how can I now learn and grow from the situations in a way that I didn't really realize before. And there are very specific processes and questions that I will introduce to you then. And then what the magic that happens with the subconscious is when you do this one or two times with different events and you really have learned from those events and you have outgrown those events, the subconscious can extrapolate these insights to all those events that had the same pattern, to all those events that felt exactly the same, because ultimately what you need to learn from those events is already entailed in one or two of those experiences that you worked through. So it's like a domino effect. It's like a ripple effect through your memories, and you can literally release decades of emotional baggage within minutes. It's quite amazing how there is a weight lifting of your mind and of your heart when you feel, I finally figured it out, I finally resolved it. And that's something that, again, working with the subconscious is such a powerful but also elegant tool to have. And it really allows you to get current again and not be stuck still in your past.
Yes, that, you know, really makes a lot of sense. So the pattern resolution process really can help us release emotional baggage, huh, that we've carried around for decades even.
Yes. Wow. Absolutely.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Well, you know, it uses one of the simple principles of the subconscious that is often misunderstood. And that principle is basically the answer to the question, why do we hold on to these emotions? You know, why do I still hold on to the feelings of hurt or being bullied or, you know, being disappointed and betrayed? Well, the reason is that the subconscious wants you to actually learn from the past. You know, evolutionary, it makes complete sense. We are not, you know, learning so much from the present time. There is a very limited amount of opportunity or information at a given moment. We learn mainly from what we already had experienced. It's like the library of life.
Yes,
it's huge.
Absolutely.
But if we don't go back into the past, how do we actually learn from it? So you can see these emotions that pull you in the past, like little red flags that are saying, okay, you know what, Dr. Michelle, go back, learn from those events, look at them from a different perspective, and then once you got the learnings, that's the subconscious mind speaking, I'm happy to let go. I'm happy to release this because then you're done. And that really works tremendously well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that information is, by the way, in your book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. You know, and it is amazing how our bodies and our brains work. The hidden wisdom, that's the hidden wisdom and the healing powers of fear and anxiety. It's our way of saying, hello, you know, just like panic disorder. You're having palpitations, you feel dizzy, you feel like you're dying. It's the body's way of saying, wake up, you've got to deal with this.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, Dr. Dr. Schaub, I was really fascinated with, you know, a recent study about the cells around the heart having emotion.
Yeah.
There's emotion in our heart. There are feelings. Is that true?
Right.
Is that really true?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know, and feelings are changing our, you know, our cells, and they are definitely creating this cellular memory inside of us, and just you know, biologically it makes complete sense, because wow, when you see that every cell has these antennas, these receptors on the surface, and these receptors are taking on information that goes through the bloodstream, information that goes through the lymphatic system in the form of little molecules
wow,
that are released when we feel.
Wow.
Little molecules, so-called neurotransmitters, that are released when we think.
Yes.
And those molecules are literally, you know, floating through your entire body from head to toe. And so they are docking on to these receptors and then changing the information within the cell. They are activating certain processes, making certain proteins to be produced more, or stopping certain proteins to be produced. And this way your cell is actually changing in accordance to what you're feeling. And the longer you're feeling something, the more they take on the shape of the feeling. And that's definitely something that, you know, is fascinating to watch. And then, of course, there's this whole, you know, study of where do our emotions really come from?
Right.
Do they really come from our brain?
Right.
Or do they come from, you know, the nervous system that goes way beyond the brain, like in our, you know, our digestive system, our gut? I mean, many people believe that the gut is actually much more, you know, intelligent than our brain, that it has the emotional intelligence, that it sits from there. So there's a lot of interesting information that really broadens the mind and makes the understanding of the mind-body connection much, much deeper.
Wow. Hence the saying, I have a gut feeling about this.
Right.
You know, people can really connect with that.
Exactly.
Which, you know, it really makes a lot of sense. It's not just the limbic system in the brain either, folks. It's all over our bodies, isn't it? We have feelings and emotions and getting in touch with things that trigger all through our bodies, which is, you know, just amazing.
Well, you know, and this is one of the things that I love about working with the subconscious, because, you know, many people are told, well, if you're anxious, that's just an imbalance in your brain chemistry. This is just a, you know, a problem on a neurophysiological level, which is not very empowering, because, you know, we cannot go into our brain and, you know, turn some levers around, or, you know, have a lobotomy. I mean, there is something that is so much more empowering when you are seeing it from the perspective that you actually can communicate with that part of the mind that is creating the emotions. And I believe as a consequence, our brain chemistry is changing.
Yes.
I don't believe that the brain chemistry is the root cause. I believe it's the symptom of a deeper root cause that we actually can address.
Boy, is that true. And people can change their brain chemistry. People can change their physiological issues, possibly by changing their internal beliefs, changing their inner conflicts. Wow, I love to hear this. You don't know how this makes my heart happy, Dr. Shao. Where can people get a hold of your book and possibly get in touch with you for more information about this?
Well, the easiest way is just to go to the website, the fearandanxietysolution.com, the fearandanxietysolution.com. This is all in one word.
Yes.
And the book will be available on November 2nd. There is actually a nice book launch campaign that we have arranged for November 7th, where you will receive gifts from 60 other healers, teachers, physicians that have collaborated with me to give this book a beautiful start. And those gifts are of a value of more than $5,000 when you purchase it on November 7th. So it's something,
lovely.
If you can hold yourself back a little bit, do that.
Yes, do that, folks. It would greatly help. So that's where you can get in touch with Dr. Shao. And by the way, all this information that you've been listening to, if you just tuned in a little later, it'll be up. And you can download it and replay it right here on LA Talk Radio later tomorrow, as well as on Let's see, iTunes for free. And, of course, all of my shows are now syndicated on TalkTube, the latest app. So, Dr. Schaub, thank you so much for being a wonderful guest and informative beyond belief on this show. And I know you're going to help so many people heal a lot of their fear and anxiety.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and it's always amazing how fast time goes by.
I certainly could talk
with you another hour.
Well, sounds great, and you're always welcome back, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right.
And, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, you too, and thanks for being a great guest now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. If you would like more information on the book, again, it'll be up here, like I said, on LA Talk Radio. And you are still on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, and we're going to take a quick break from my sponsor. This is Dr. Michelle, and I'm proud to welcome my new sponsor, eSocialCalendar.com, because they're the company who brings online dating to reality by taking the pressure out of your first date, as well as the mystery out of online dating by meeting that special someone in an enjoyable and comfortable group setting. Don't miss the opportunity to meet and mingle at eSocialCalendar.com's upcoming Singles Spooktacular Halloween Party, happening on Saturday, October 27th at the Newport Beach Marriott at 900 Newport Center Drive. Doors open at 7 p.m. Let eSocialCalendar.com help you find that special someone and have a spooktacular time. Register now at eSocialCalendar.com. Check out their website. Back here on the couch, live with Dr. Michelle, and we've been informed about how to manage some of that crippling fear and anxiety in your life. My special guest today, Dr. Friedman Schaub, and of course the book's called The Fear and Anxiety Solution. It's kind of a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment, and it will help you. Read it, check it out. Go through some of the exercises and sort of learn what's going on within you. I mean, there's a thing about the subconscious we've all, you know, read about or heard about with Freud, and this goes way beyond digging into some of those messages we bought into, which I talk about a lot when we were young, and continue to thrive within our brains and believe, which are negative and do hold us back in our careers and in our emotional progress in our lives. So check it out. By the way, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me here on the air if you'd like. DocMichelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. I'd love to hear from you if you have any response to the show. Go ahead, pick up this book. By the way, it will be available for you on November 1st. Okay. I'll be back next week. More wonderful information from a specialist about how to manage your relationships. Another expert author coming up for you on Friday. Meanwhile, I want you to take good care of yourself first. Then you will be great for others, and that's the way it works. Have a great day. See you in a week. Dr. Michelle.